Talking high school baseball here on KSOM. Tri-Center is having a solid season, visiting now with Trojans head coach Max Koziel. And, Coach, you're kind of in the same boat as everybody else. A lot of rainouts here early this week. Let's hope there's no more. I don't know where you're going to move games if they do get postponed from here on out. So how are you feeling about a crowded schedule here leading up to the playoffs?
You know, it's never ideal, but like you said, everybody's in the kind of the same boat here. We've got, 10 games here to make up here in the next week and a half. So we're going to have to play some varsity doubleheaders, which is, just something you got to do. And you got to count on your depth, I guess, depth for pitching. And we've worked with a lot of kids that have, thrown a little bit here and there, but they're going to have to throw a little bit more. And we've talked to them about it, that they're going to have to step up and give us some, give us a few more innings here or there and just be real strategic with our pitching and make sure the guys when they're in there throwing strikes and the guys in the field making the plays behind them. And I think we'll be all right because I'm pretty confident we got some guys in there that haven't pitched a lot that can come in and do a good job for us.
Well, you won 6 of your last 7 games and the only loss was a 2-1 defeat to Underwood. Take us through that Underwood game and, obviously only a 1-run loss against an undefeated team that they're of course not undefeated no longer after losing MLC, but, how close were you to maybe taking that one?
We definitely gave ourselves a shot. Underwood's a really, really good team. They have, the Lett kid pitching. He's pretty dominant and he can shut you down. And we had some good at bats against him. We really did. Had some guys, there were some guys that looked about as comfortable as they've looked against him, ever facing him. So that was a good positive thing. And, had a couple of hits here and there and again, had some really good at bats. And so that was good. We just didn't quite get the, we get a gone base and we had a guy get picked off as we were, get him sacrificed over. And that was with, we had a leadoff runner on with no outs. And at that time, down by a run, that could have, gave us a chance to tie the game. But that happened. And it's just something we try to learn from it. But we did really well. Our pitchers threw strikes and our infielders made plays. And it was a, kind of game you'd expect when you're playing a really good team. And if we're playing well, it should be a 1-run game. And we just hope we'd be on the 1-run side if we get a chance to play them again.
Yeah, and then prior to that, you avenged an earlier loss to Loma with a 2-0 win there. Cale Witt threw a 4-hit shutout, actually, for you. Didn't strike out many, but kept them off the bases. And Lincoln Thomas had a big day at the plate. So did Tristan Gunderson. What was it like to get a win there?
Yeah, that was really big for us because they got the cool kid, left-handed pitcher, and he's really been a kind of a thorn in our side for quite a few years now, and he's a really good pitcher, really crafty, and they're a well-coached team as well. So if our guys come out there and get that victory, that was really good for us because we've tried to different things, try to problem solve, trying to figure out ways to get some runs off of him, and we had quite a few hits. I think we had 9-10 hits off of him, and just to be able to get 2 runs across was enough. We'd like to add more, but it was one of those games again. We played good defense. Our defense has been doing really well, and Witt, he does just a great job pitching. Like I say, he doesn't have a lot of strikeouts, but he gets a lot of missed contact, and that's really, really pitches a lot to contact. And and his ball moves a lot, and he changes speeds well, so it's really hard to get a ball in the barrel against him. And when he got good defense behind you, he trusts the defense behind him, and it does a really good job for us.
Well, you're getting production up and down the lineup. I mean, Carter Kunze leading you, Lincoln Thomas hitting over 400, Cale Witt, of course, having a magical year. But, what has it been with some of these other guys? The numbers may not reflect what they're doing, like a Tristan Gunderson who's hitting 256, but he produces for you, and he's actually among your RBI leaders. So you're even though the stats aren't showing it for some of these other guys, it seems like they're finding ways to contribute.
Yeah, for sure. I know Tristan was really frustrated at the beginning of the year because he was hitting the ball hard. It's probably first 5 at bats, but he had 4 lineouts. And, then it kind of got to him a little bit. I told him, and he was trying to change things and do things differently. And I just told him, what's your strength? Your strength is to hit the ball hard. Not very many people can hit the ball as hard as you can. And it's going to start happening for you. And it is. I mean, I can't remember, he was 2-for-2 or 3-for-3 in the Boca game. And, those stats haven't been entered yet. So that's going to put him up over 300 hitting. We don't talk about stats much I know the kids look at it, but I really don't ever hardly look at it. I look at the opponents and stuff, but not ours. And he's just giving us quality bats. He is. He's a really hard guy to strike out. He puts the ball in play, and we got him in a, you know, batting in the 3, 4, 5 spot for RBIs because he does put the ball in play, and he's doing that, and he's doing really, really well for us. And now he's starting to, his balls are starting to find gaps, and that's pretty cool to see because he's worked really hard at it. And you know, the thing about this too, you look at it, we've played Underwood twice, we played Logan twice, and we faced the cool kid, and we faced Lutt, and they're two of the best pitchers in Iowa in 1A and 2A. And so there's four games right there where you're going to really, really have a hard time, you know, going 4-for-4 against them. They're just that good of pitchers. So, and we face some other good pitchers too. So it's been a, you know, a gauntlet for our batters, but they've done a good job of problem solving, like I said, and getting better. And hopefully that will, you know, help us out here when it comes to postseason and down the stretch, we have a bunch of games that they can get, you know, see some good pitching and they'll be able to do really well against it.
Well, I'm not sure if you'll see Lutt again, but you may have to face Underwood again as if you're able to get through your match. Well, actually, I'm looking at the districts. You're not in, you could see him in the sub-state finals, which is a possibility. But you know, what do you make of your brackets? You got to face either Nottoway Valley or West Central Valley. You get a first round bye. Woodward Granger in the other half of your district, potential matchup with Underwood if everything goes as scheduled in the sub-state finals. Just what do you make of your competition in the playoffs?
You know, yeah, we don't know a lot about those teams. We've seen, you know, Coach McGee does a great job of scouting. He goes and watches games. Whether, you know, if there's somebody he suspects is we're going to play and we've got an open night, doesn't matter what night it is, he's going to go watch them. So he's seen just about everybody in that half of the bracket. And, you know, we're going to have to play well. You know, the Woodward Granger's got a good coach, and I'm sure, you know, all the teams are well coached. And everybody's got a good pitcher, you know, a good number one and a couple good hitters. So we're going to have to be ready to play. And the thing about this, we do our thing. We play as well as we can play and let things happen. I mean, if we play as well as we can play, we can walk off the field and be happy with whatever outcome it is. Because, you know, we got some guys, if they throw strikes, to play defense behind them, get quality at bats. And we've just been getting a little bit better at it each game. And by that time comes around, hopefully we're hitting on all cylinders and just take care of ourselves. It doesn't matter really who we're playing. We'll just take care of ourselves and do our thing and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, it'll be interesting when it all starts for you. Your first playoff game is on July 8th, and you get a chance to host that game. So, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck on this home stretch of the regular season. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and appreciate your coverage.
Max Kuzil, head coach for Tri-Center Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.